Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 15 and 16. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, where the Word of God says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ." That's 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. And what we see in those two verses is a tremendous guideline as to how we as Christians should live today to bring honor and glory to the Lord. First of all, we should have a sanctified heart. It says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts." What does that mean? Well, the word sanctify means to set apart. And so in reality, what this passage is teaching us, that as Christians, we should set apart our heart as unto the Lord. In other words, we should allow the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Lord of our lives. Many of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior can rejoice over the fact that we have trusted Him to save us. Yes, indeed, we can say He is our Savior. But yet, there are many of us who have not really sanctified our heart in the sense that we've set it apart unto the Lord to the point that Jesus Christ is the Lord of our lives. He is our Master. And it's very important that we yield to Him on a consistent basis. So have a sanctified heart. Set it apart unto the Lord. Allow Jesus to be the Lord of your heart and your life. Then it tells us here that we should have a ready answer. It says, as we go on, "Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." In other words, we are to be ready to give an answer for our faith. And that means that we need to be in the Word of God. We need to study the Word of God. We need to get to know what the Bible says so that we can give an answer to those who ask us about the Lord Jesus or ask us about the Bible. Now, certainly, I realize that we'll never have all the answers. And if somebody comes to you with a question, please just don't make up an answer. But say to them, "That's a good question. Give me some time to find the answer, and I'll get back to you." So it's important that we have a sanctified heart, that we have a ready answer, but then finally, that we have a good conscience. As it says in verse 16 of 1 Peter 3, "Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ." After you have a sanctified heart and a ready answer, make certain that your conscience is clear before God, which means that you live the life that's pleasing to God, that you separate from that which is sinful and set apart your life unto that which is good and godly and holy. It's very important that we have a good testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ so that when people look at us, they'll not be able to say, "Well, look at that person. He or she claims to be a Christian, but then their life is certainly a life of sinfulness." Let's make certain that we have a good conscience, meaning that we have good attitudes and good actions and good activities in our lives. Indeed, it's important that we be a witness for Jesus Christ these days. So have a sanctified heart, have a ready answer, and have a good conscience. And Father, I do pray that you'll give each and every one of us the strength to apply these three principles to our lives that we might live for your honor and glory every day. And we'll give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.